Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we were in Murondoy, Coretta accused John of stalking Sharona and promised to report him to the police if this is true. John denied angrily and stormed out of the house. Sonny and Bibi visited Kevin and Dinah to offer their condolences and promised to contribute items for the wake. They discussed the need for persons to pursue a healthy lifestyle to avoid heart problems. John returned home very late in a drunken state and called Coretta an old witch. She then locked him out of the house. And now as we return to Murondoy, Kimol is picking up Sharona after work.
Hey Sharona, babes.
Oh goodness, Kimol. It was such a busy day at work today. I couldn't wait for 4:30.
Give me a kiss.
That's supposed to make me feel better.
Give me a kiss, Lamar. Mwah. Mwah. Ah. Your lips taste like honey, baby.
Really? I thought a little dry.
Relax, Mom. I know you had a hard day at work, but now I'm here to make things better.
I feel like I need a drink. Pop a Molly or something.
Come on, Sharona. You don't need that. Look, I have a surprise for you.
Surprise? What you brought for me today?
Nothing.
Oh?
This surprise is huge. Fasten your seatbelt and let's go.
Why is he surprised?
So, I think it's time for you to meet my family.
What?
Well, Daddy and my sister Kavita.
You want me to meet your family?
Yeah. Something wrong with that?
You don't think that's kind of too soon?
No. I know I'm serious about you. And I want my family to know too.
Man, Kimol. I know coming from work, my skin's sweaty. I don't feel like I'm ready for this, man.
Relax. Everything will be okay.
Now you got me feeling nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. I promise you. Daddy and Kavita cool.
You sure they gonna like me?
I mean, look at you. You're so pretty and... Gosh, I can't help smiling when I look at you. They are going to love you.
But maybe we could put it a day when I ain't working and I could dress up.
No. I want it to be today. You look fine just the way you are.
Okay.
I promise they will love you.
Hey, Abigail, my darling Pepper.
Oh, God, Simon. It's 1 hour.
You're not even going to turn and look at me?
For what? I'm feeling terrible right now, and I just want to beat you because it's you got me in this situation.
What happened?
All day I vomiting. Oh, this is hell.
It will get better, my darling. Here, look. I brought something for you.
Flowers? You brought flowers for me?
I thought I'd do something nice for my pregnant wife.
Oh, Simon, oh.
Abigail?
The flowers are so nice. Oh, my.
That's why I got them for you. But I didn't know it would make you cry.
I don't know why I'm crying. I just feel like crying.
Ah, baby, come here. It's okay.
I guess it's the pregnancy hormones or something.
My love, you don't know how happy you've made me. I'm overjoyed that I'm going to be a father again.
At least one will be happy.
Ah, Pepper, this baby will make you so happy.
I guess. I just want the stage pass so I could eat without having to throw back everything. I feel weak, weak, weak.
I know, honey. It will get better. Maybe we're having a girl.
A girl?
Yeah. You know, some people believe that women who are more sick during their first trimester are more likely to have a girl.
But I just met my second trimester, Simon. Why are you still feeling sick?
You'll get better. Don't worry, honey.
Then I read that some women just be sick the whole pregnancy.
You won't have to. Just think about the little baby girl we're gonna have.
A daughter, eh?
Yeah.
Imagine me with a little girl. Oh, God, Simon.
She'll be beautiful, just like her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I feel blessed that I get the chance to be a parent again. I am blessed to be here from the beginning of this child's life.
Okay.
Eva is my youngest child, and I did the best I could with her, but I wasn't there from the beginning. Now she's 18 and going off to university. She doesn't really need me like that anymore.
But when last Eva come to see you, though?
It's been a while. You know, her mother Joy has always tried to poison her against me.
I want nothing to do with that mad woman. Please don't let them know I'm pregnant. Because next thing, Joy gonna turn up here to start a whole story. I know she still wants you.
Abigail, that's water under the bridge.
I serious, Simon. Don't let Eva and your mother know I'm pregnant. I can't deal with them kind of stress during my pregnancy, you know. Joy especially would do things for make I lose this baby.
We rebuke that. I won't say a word to them.
Tell Malachi, don't tell them either.
You don't worry about it, honey.
Thank you.
Abigail, I'm really grateful that I'm having this chance again. This is also motivation for me to take care of myself so I can be around for as long as possible.
Okay.
And you are going to be a great mother.
At first, I was kind of shame all kind of thing, you know?
You never had anything to be ashamed about.
But now, like, although it rough so far, I'm getting used to the idea of being a mother, you know. I kind of like the feeling, though.
This is the best thing that could happen for us.
All right, Sharona, don't be nervous.
Oh my gosh, Kimal. This house is so big. Only you, your father, and sister live here?
Yeah, and we have a cook, housekeeper, and a guy that looks after the yard.
Wow.
Don't worry. Dad is real down to earth and Kavita's cool.
Okay.
Dad! Kavita! Kimal! Yes, Dad! Can you come downstairs, please?
What is it, Kimal?
Kavita!
And who is this?
Hi. I'm Sharona.
Sharona, hi.
Kimal? How are you, Wambai? Dad, There's somebody I want you and Kavita to meet.
Oh, nice girl, this you bring home here, Kimal.
Hi.
Dad, this is Sharona.
Sharona?
And who is she to you, Kimal?
My girlfriend.
Girlfriend? My son?
Girl, what you doing with him?
Really, Kavita?
It's nice to meet you, Sharona.
My son, you pick one proper girl here. Sharona, me a Kamal daddy. Welcome to the family.
Thank you, Mr. Ram.
And I'm the annoying twin sister, Kavita.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, yeah, just wanted to bring her around to meet you guys.
But how will you meet this nice girl, Kimal?
Just saw her walking in Marunda a few weeks ago.
Oh, you from Marunda, yeah?
No, I'm from Kokwani. I came here to work.
Oh.
I love your makeup. Who did it?
I do it myself.
Nice. You could be a makeup artist.
Kimal, you're not gonna offer the girl something for drink, man?
Oh, where's my manners? Sharona?
You have juice or something like that?
Alright, come right up.
I'm coming with you, Kimal. We need something for drink, too.
They say call for one celebration.
What makeup products do you use?
Anything I could get my hands on, really.
Oh, so basically the cheap stuff. Oh, no. With your skills, you need some proper things. Come, I have some extra products you might like.
Okay?
Kimal, I'm stealing Sharona for a minute.
Okay.
Kimal, you pick one proper girl there, boy. She's a beautiful man. For one, me be worried about you, you know.
What you mean, Dad?
You not been bring nobody home?
Well, she's here now.
Me glad.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Me can see that.
It feels great.
So how far this thing gone?
You know, Dad.
Me not know. That's why me ask you. How far we gone?
We haven't been intimate, but we've kissed.
All right. No need for rush, am.
I know that.
And make sure that when the time come, you protect yourself, yeah? But why you end up catching nothing or getting the girl pregnant and I ain't married or nothing like that?
All right, all right. I promise that. We'll be safe.
All right, son. Now, what is your sister being a do with the girl? Kavita, bring the girl back downstairs now.
Sharona, how you feel now that you've met my father and sister?
Oh my gosh, they are so nice, Kimal. Can't believe I was so nervous.
Told you. Next time, I'm going to take you to meet my mom, stepdad, and my little sister.
Okay.
I'm so glad everything went okay.
And your sister gave me all this makeup. Brand name? I never had anything like this before.
Man, don't worry with Kavita. She just likes show off. Real happy y'all clicked though.
Yeah.
Well, I got you home safe and sound.
Yep.
You told Miss Coretta you were coming in late, right?
She don't really care as long as I'm with you.
Oh.
She likes you, you know.
She's a cool lady.
Her husband is a mess though.
Hope he's not bothering.
No, he's just a little creepy.
Be careful, right?
Yeah, don't have to worry about him though. Half the time, he's drunk.
Okay.
So, I can see you in the morning?
Of course. Come here.
I got to go.
Yeah.
Good night, Kimal.
Good night, babes. Sleep tight and dream about me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.